What's up, guys? Welcome to the Cringe Casserole Podcast, the lowest budget podcast in Australia. That's a fact, could even be the world. I'm coming to you from the worst equipment possible, but don't stress, I'm getting some proper stuff in soon so we can do this a bit more properly. This is just going to be a quick one, guys. I'm going to take some questions, do some shout-outs, and a couple of recommendations with some funny stuff to check out if you're bored. Well, let's get into it. All right, where to begin? It's been a pretty good week. Personally, pretty crap. Been pretty crook up to doctors and hospital visits and all that fun stuff, but no one wants to hear about that. I certainly don't. On the page, it's been pretty good. Had a video blow up a fair bit, and got some awesome criticism for that. Not complaining, there's always butthurt people no matter what I post. But this one's particularly funny because I posted this video. It was the one about a chick who thinks she's getting into an Uber, and the guy thinks that he's picking up a hooker, and then obviously she realizes, freaks out. I don't know if it's fake or not. I don't really give a shit. It's funny, and it got onto there, and it blew up to over 5 million views. And I've never been ashamed to admit I create a lot of original stuff. I also share a lot of other people's stuff, and sometimes I'll take a video and I'll add my own caption to it. And that's what I did with this one, and this guy's like, "Oh man, you're making money off other people's things." And I was like, "Dude, how am I making money?" He's like, "This way," and he kept sharing all these weird links to, like, pretty much like scam websites where it's like, you can make money by doing this, and you can make money by doing that. And I'm like, "Dude, I literally am not making a cent off these videos." I said, first of all, you obviously don't know how making money off videos on Facebook works. First of all, you have to have, you have to meet the standards, basically. And I said, which my page doesn't, because if you swear in any of your content, you pretty much say, sorry, you can't have ad breaks. Any type of adult themes, and you get rejected. And my page is being rejected from the get-go, so I know I'm not going to make money off it. Don't really care. He's like, "No, you're making money, stop lying. You're exploiting people's material for your own gain." I'm like, "Mate, first of all, the video has to be over 3 minutes long to get ad breaks. This one was like 46 seconds or something." And I'm like, "And you'll notice if you watch it, there's no ads in it. So I'm not making money. Unless there is some way you can make money, somebody tell me. Because I ain't making a cent." So that's pretty funny. So basically, I defended myself against that claim. And then I got a strike from Facebook. I got a message from them that said, "We're deleting all these comments because I'm not sure." They were trying to be sort of tactful about it. It was really sort of condescending, the message. It was, "You might not be aware of our policies, but those comments, they can be seen as bullying and harassment." I'm like, "Bitch, please." He came at me. He falsely accused me of exploiting people's work for money. I defend myself, and then I'm the one that got, like, a strike. So anyway, I just find it hilarious now. Facebook to me is just a big, funny, hilarious game. Basically, if somebody gets offended, Facebook just goes, "Yeah, that's fine. We'll take it down." It's like, "Oh, can you explain how it's offensive?" "That doesn't matter. They're offended. Who gives a shit?" So anyway, that should be a segment, a weekly segment on the show, the Butthurt Report. Because I had a few of them, you know, people take memes way too seriously. It's like, do you understand what a meme is? It's not a formal document. It's not a written essay about what I think of things. It's just funny, dumb shit. That's all it is. Funny, dumb shit for a people's entertainment. Anyway, so that was the. I guess that was the number one Butthead Report. Alright, so, other things going on. We're getting really close to 20,000 likes on the Cringe Casserole page, so that's bloody awesome. When I started it last year, I would have been happy with 500. Couldn't imagine 1,000, and now we're almost up to 20 bloody K, so that's just good shit for everyone. Well done. Other pages to check out, I think my recommendation this week will be it's called from some guys called the Meme Archives. I've actually shouted them out on my page before. I might share the link again. That is some a group of good blokes. I think they're blokes anyway. Sorry if there's females in there, but I think that the page is run by a couple of people. Contacted me for a shout out. I'm more than happy to do it. Anyone that has a page that wants a shout out, let me know. You know, if people are nice, nice and respectful, and they just ask, I'm happy to do it. And those guys, they're blowing up pretty fast, actually. They've gone from basically nothing to about 1,500. Jeez, a week or so, a week or two. So they're doing great, and they got good content. They're very active, which is good. You know, some of these pages, they wonder why their pages aren't growing, and they haven't posted for like 3 weeks. So go check those guys out. Some other shout outs. Let's have a look. I only posted this very quickly before I jumped on here, so I won't be surprised if there's not many questions. But if anyone wants me to shout you out or answer a question, you can DM me, or I'm going to probably put the smart thing to do would be to put the post up asking for questions like a day before. But this was pretty random. Like I said, I've been a bit crook. I've had a day off, and I thought, fuck it, let's record something. So, I'll do a couple questions or statements. First of all, I'll shout out Amber Wolf and Josh Johnson. They like the post, so that's good enough for me. And I do see it's hard because of the way the page is. You get so many notifications. I'm not trying to flex on you know what I'm saying? No. I've talked about this before. It's annoying. It's just the couple of videos that are in the millions, people comment on all the bloody time. But what it pisses me off because people ask me shit and it gets lost in the notifications. So, but I do check when I put up a post, I'll check it, and I'll keep checking that. And I do notice repeat people on there, so you guys don't get lost. I remember a lot of names. I've got a pretty good memory. So Zach Maitland, I hope I've pronounced it right. I asked for questions. He said the term R&B comes from rhythm and blues. To be honest, I can't hear any rhythm and definitely no blues in any of the trash that is currently being labeled as R&B. No question, just a random thought. And that's a thought I agree with, buddy. A lot of stuff is pretty trash, but there is one band that they're a comedy band, but the music actually pretty fucking bangs. I'm going to talk about later. Other shout-outs I want to give to some top fans. One is, and I hope these people don't mind, Natasha Larson. She is always commenting such. You have those things where it says you're a top fan, but these people, they're always supporting the page, so I really appreciate it. Pretty much everything I put up, if I put up a post saying, can you read this, can you look at this, she does. And also, a shout out to getting lost now. Also give a shout out to some Cringe Casserole OGs from the very start. This is just their Facebook names. On Facebook, she goes under Nook James and Zach Mills. You guys are not forgotten. Remember when I first started up this page, you guys were hitting me up all the time, Still haven't done a face reveal that you asked for, but we'll get there. Right? If I can make a bit of coin, not have to work so much, we'll get there. And the last one I'm going to shout out is Georgia. Georgia Turnbull. Shout out to her. She recently had a bit of an operation, I think on her ankle or leg, and it's doing a bit tough for a while. But she's an awesome fan of this page. Like I said, supporting the page from day one. And a little fact: she's the only person. She owns the only cringe casserole sticker that I've ever made. There's only three of them, I think, that exist, or two. I think two. If anyone wants one, let me know. I don't care. I'll make some more up. All right. Thanks to those guys, top fans. You guys make the page fun and worth it. Anyway, that's a little bit of an update. We've done an update. We've done the Butthurt Report. Got a lot more of that to come. Done a few shout-outs. Not really questions, but we'll get more of them next time. Now, before I go, I said I was going to talk about a couple of guys that I'd recommend for you to check out. And they're very popular on YouTube, but especially in Australia, I don't think really the other stuff is too much out there. But I'm talking about, of course, Cody Ko and Noel Miller. They have very successful YouTube channels on their own. Cody Ko's definitely blowing up. And they're going on tour. They have a really. If you just want to laugh, check out. It's on Cody Ko's page, and it's a segment called That's Cringe. And they just roast the shit out of people, and they're awesome at it. Go check that out. Cody Ko's on something called The Real Bros of Simi Valley. I'd recommend that too. It's on Facebook Watch, so you can watch it from there. It's really funny. But what I was talking about before with that question slash statement about music, these guys, as a joke, they made a song roasting Jake Paul's Everyday Bro. So they basically said, "You think you're special because you made a song in a day. We're going to make it in 4 hours." And they did. And then they, out of that came the Tiny Meat Gang. And like I said, they're comedians and they make songs that are meant to be funny, but some of this stuff's really awesome. My equipment's really bad here, but I would play a little bit. This one's called No Flex. Mixtape, now that you can find on all the usual streaming devices, and I've been listening to that obsessively because you listen to it for the comedy, but holy crap, can they make some good shit! So that's my recommendations. Check out their pages, Real Brothers Simi Valley. Check out the music. Let me know what you think. If you hate it, if you think it's shit, tell me. I can take a roast. I'm the Brace King, for fuck's sake. Nah, not really. Well, I'm very sensitive. Very, very sensitive. Anyway, guys, I'm going to end it there. That's this week's Cringe Casserole Podcast, or Cringe Cast, I'm going to call it from now on because it's just the most original name ever. Comment some shit. Comment what you want to hear. Comment some questions for next time. I'm going to stop talking because it's going to get really boring really fast. Anyway, thanks a lot, guys. Have a great week. Thanks for liking the page. Share the page around. Comment heaps. Interact with my fairy beaters talking to you guys. Have a good one.